It was nearly 100 years ago that the ocean liner Lusitania sunk in the Irish Sea, claiming nearly 1,200 lives. With that landmark date approaching, it may be time to brush up on an event whose significance may have been forgotten at the end of 10th grade history.
A German U-boat torpedoed the Lusitania, and it really led to the United States becoming involved in the First World War. So the ramifications of this event, in addition to some other events, led the United States into the war. And people kind of forget that.
Aurora town historian Rob Goller, who says East Aurora will remember the Lusitania and some related issues during a series of events throughout the community during the month of May. Native son Albert Hubbard and his wife Alice were lost when the Lusitania sank on May 7, 1915. A man of many talents who started the Roycroft community in East Aurora, Hubbard was a publisher, writer, artist, and philosopher.
He was probably one of the most famous people in the United States, perhaps the world at his time, just because of his reach. A lot of quotes were attributed to him. Even if you didn't know his name, you knew his work.
Hubbard's reputation brought him fortune and some trouble. A Hubbard magazine article joked about contraception, which was a violation of the Federal Comstock Act. In a historical twist, the ensuing felony conviction prevented him from accessing a passport and would have prevented him from traveling aboard the Lusitania if not for a special pardon provided by President Woodrow Wilson. That handwritten presidential pardon will be on display as part of a special Lusitania exhibit opening this Saturday at the Albert Hubbard Roycroft Museum. It's the type of detail that's not surprising in a town with more than one historical society and three historical museums. That attention to detail provides part of the charm for an event that Rob Goller says has already enjoyed strong ticket sales.
On Thursday, May 7th, which is the actual 100th anniversary of the sinking, we're having an evening aboard the Lusitania at the Roycroft Inn. And the inn has actually worked real hard with us. We're going to replicate the dinner, the menu, that was served in second class. And we're also bringing musicians in to play the music that was played aboard the Lusitania.
This fascination with the Lusitania extends well beyond East Aurora. Goller has taken inquiries from Ireland, where locals will take time to recall the Lusitania as well in coming weeks. An author from London will be coming to East Aurora on Friday to discuss her book on the ill-fated ship. Another scholar will be coming on Saturday to discuss the Comstock Act. A viewing of the film Sinking of Lusitania, Terror at Sea will be held on Sunday at Parkdale Elementary. On May 23rd, a memorial procession will make its way down South Grove Street to the Roycroft Pavilion at the exact spot where exactly 100 years prior, East Aurora residents memorialized Albert Hubbard.
You obviously can speak at length about Albert Hubbard. You got to know him very well. Here's 100 years later. What would he have thought about such an event or such a month-long event remembering him?
I think he would have loved that we are still talking about him 100 years later. He was a self-promoter. He was a genius. He was a genius at marketing. He was a genius at writing.
That genius, the Lusitania, and more will be recalled in East Aurora throughout May. A full schedule of events at aurorahistoricalsociety.com. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.